Act 1, Scene 12. We hear intricate electronic dance music and see close-up hands moving from knob to switch. Zoom out from hands to see they belong to Astrid, controlling and creating the music with an elaborate setup of patched wires and gear that towers around her, so she needs to stand on tiptoes to reach the highest equipment in the stack. Astrid is in her element. There is no shyness or quietness about her demeanor as she deftly maneuvers the tower of complex wires and electronics, moving with grace and efficiency in flow with her music to create and shift an electronic symphonic infusion that activates the chakras and the primal beat for an entire dance floor of people. She is the engineer of the experience, concentrated and encompassed with the music. It's hard to distinguish between the translucent colors swirling around her and the lights of the club. Much of her gear is on movable and spinnable platforms, so she is not just pushing buttons or turning knobs, but moving the entire setup around like a dance of equipment as she makes music. She is mesmerizing. Pan out over a crowd that resembles the crowd lined up outside, dancing in a throbbing mass under strobing lights, typical of a club. All around the room, projected elements of galaxies and stars, punctuated with the flashing lights, create an otherworldly accompaniment to Astrid's oral creations. Note in the suite by our four characters, Greta, Ricky, Serena, and Beau, all displaying their characters in the crowd. Within the music rises and repeats the opening sounds of Queen by Happy Rhodes, a distorted, rising, I am your, I am your, I am your. As the intro grows louder and the other music retreats, the crowd erupts into joy and excitement, joining the I am your chant and singing the elongated Queen as the lights black out and the spotlight bursts open to clamp on Lola, owning the stage. She dances and moves in a lip sync to Astrid's pumped up remix of Queen, showing off her incredible flexibility, balance, control, and stage command. Every eye is on her. Our focus comes in close enough to do justice to the grandeur of Lola's detailing, grace, and presence. The shot sweeps around her, giving her her due, then sliding over to Melissa, standing off stage, looking at her notes, preparing to speak on behalf of the sponsor to encourage more donations. At this moment, Melissa looks up at Lola from behind. We see Melissa's facial reaction in the foreground, arrested by what she sees. This is Melissa's view from just off stage. The shot takes in Lola's back on stage and the dancing crowd in front of her. Within the crowd are Greta, Ricky, Beau, and Serena, noticeable because where they are, the crowd is parting. First to become noticeable is Ricky, who, though fairly stationary, is matching almost precisely the movements Lola is making on stage. Movements too. Our notice comes from both camera focus and the way the crowd veers away around him as they notice how precisely he is matching, making space and pointing him out to each other. It's almost as though Ricky is in a trance that ties his movements to Lola's in a way that is remarkable, even in the throng of dancers. Greta comes into focus next, as people back away and she stands alone beside Ricky, watching him curiously. She shrugs, and unexpectedly, she too closes her eyes and begins moving in perfect unison with Ricky and Lola through movements two, completing movements two, and moving smoothly into movements one, as does Lola on stage and Ricky beside Greta. Melissa can see Lola, Ricky, and Greta. Her expression registers disbelieving recognition as they move into movements one, the same set of movements which she had engaged earlier that evening. Our view shifts to Beau and Serena, part of the onlooking dancers near Ricky and Greta. Beau is clearly very stoned, his eyes bloodshot and squinting, swaying dangerously. Serena seems aghast at what she is seeing, standing behind Greta and Ricky, looking back and forth between them and the stage, moving to check it from different angles. Around her, people are recording either her or the phenomenon in front of them, but she ignores the attention. Are you seeing this? Beau shakes his head. Serena pouts. Beau squints, leaning forward. That's nothing. I can do that.
Well, don't. Not here, dummy.
Beau breaks away from her, moving into the space with Greta and Ricky, eyes closed, and picks up where they are in movements 1, before moving smoothly into movements 3 with the rest. Serena stands, aghast and incredulous. She looks up, and from her angle can see Melissa gaping from the side of the stage behind Lola. Our view goes between the two women, the tension in their mutual recognition speaking to their complicated past. Melissa pulls back abruptly. Increasingly through the scene, the attention around Serena is getting more demanding and pushy, even though she ignores it. People calling her name, recording her from as close as they can get, jostling. At this point, it becomes distressing to her, and a bouncer approaches, moving people away from her and clearing a path she gratefully takes, looking back at Beau, who doesn't even notice. At this point in the audio, we almost imperceptibly begin to notice angry, fearful-sounding yelling, as well as chanting, intruding under the music.
I guess you're on your own from here, sweet Beau. I did what I could. Good luck!
As the other three continue matching Lola's movements, the bouncers make a path through the dancers for Serena, towards the stage door behind Astrid's station.